This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Aiden from Grandma's. Aiden, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Aiden has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What city is nicknamed Sin City?
Los Angeles?
No.
California?
No.
All right, pass.
What holiday movie features a boy named Ralphie?
Pass.
What two NFL teams are from LA?
Oh, my Lord, pass.
What Love Connection game show host recently passed away?
Holy crap, pass.
Which president officially made Thanksgiving the fourth Thursday of every November?
Washington?
No.
Lincoln?
No.
Pass.
What Simpsons character says, "Eat my shorts"?
Bart Simpson.
Heck yeah, Aiden.
Yeah!
Aiden, you are number frickin' one.
That's right.
In my heart, in the studio, in this game, you are number one.
All right.
Okay. Well, you know, there, Aiden has a chance.
I mean, okay.
Yes.
Technically, he has a chance.
A chance.
Literally, one chance.
Oh, wow.
Steve, you have your work cut out for you. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes!
What city is nicknamed Sin City?
Vegas.
You know
Las
it.
Vegas.
What holiday movie features a boy named Ralphie?
The Christmas Story.
Yes. What two NFL teams are from L.A.?
A Christmas Story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What two NFL teams are from L.A.?
The Chargers and the Rams.
Yes. What Love Connection game show host recently passed away?
2-2. Chuck Woolery.
Yes. Which president officially made Thanksgiving the fourth Thursday of every November?
Abraham Lincoln.
No.
I'm going to go with Eisenhower.
No.
Roosevelt.
Which one?
F-word.
Yeah, I know there was two.
I know.
Yeah.
Moves. You say what I... Franklin.
Wow, yes!
Wow.
What Simpson character says, "Eat my shorts"?
So glad I couldn't remember the other one's name. Bart Simpson.
Correct. Which planet has the strongest gravity?
Let's go Earth.
No.
How about Uranus, Sarah?
Nope.
Jupiter.
Correct. What? Maureen McCormick played what character on the Brady Bunch?
Marsha.
Yes.
Jeez.
Steve, wow. You got all the questions you got to correct, which means you got 8, which is a win, 8-1. Sorry, Aiden.
Ooh, Aiden, just one? Oh, he gave up already.
Just one. Yeah, he passed a lot, but he also didn't know Sin City was Las Vegas.
Which one did he get right?
Bart Simpson.
Of all the ones?
Barely.
Which, you know, when I got to that question, I was like, I have faith that he's going to get this one correct. And I was right.
It's time to shine.
Yeah. He didn't really shine before that.
I got them all the ones you asked right.
Mm-hmm.
That means that must have been easy.
Well.
I'm not the brightest bulb.
Aiden only guessed two presidents. He couldn't even think of a third. So, well,
he might not have had his Wheaties yet today, guys.
It is early.
You
know,
and it's a stressful week. Yep. He's probably got a lot of stress with family and Thanksgiving. I can understand that this is a tough week for him.
Yes. So congrats on your win.
Did he get to all the questions?
No.
Oh. I wanted to see if I could have got a perfect 10.
No.
You'll never know.
I guess not. She doesn't want to waste two questions that she can use and recycle for a future beat make.
Thank you. Now you understand. But I will say you probably would have gotten a perfect 10.
Okay.
Rockaholics Live Night is coming back on Friday, December 13th, and we will be at Showbox Soda with everything being performed live, from the sound effects to the voice actors. The Barbershop Quartet will be back in the house, and the KISW New Originals will be throwing down the jams.
And speaking of New Originals, we set out a challenge for our Rockaholics because our friend Taryn Daly over here does not want to sing at Live Day or Live Night. And we're doing the King's Father Christmas, where all of it, Danny's on guitar. He's trying to learn the stuff. I'm playing the drums. Thrill's on bass. We all are going to practice, but we don't have a singer. We're like, well, Taryn did it that time. We recorded it. And you're like, no, I don't want to do it. So we asked the Rockaholics, look, if you donate a certain amount of money, Taryn will do it. And you agreed that if they donate $6,900 by tonight.
Yes, after the men's room.
Well, I have to say, the Rockaholics have been stepping up. We've raised a couple of $1,000 in the last 24 hours. We're over $4,300. We are getting closer and closer thanks to people like Nathan Laframboise.
Nailed it.
Laframboise. $69 he donated, turning to 69 Club, as well as Raymond Paz. Brian Russell, $200. Thank you to Brian Russell for doing that. Also, big shout out to Janine Kirkpatrick, donated $200. Jason Dempsey, he dropped $50. Any amount helps. $20 puts a brand new coat in a kid in need. From $200 to $5, whatever you could donate helps.
I just did some rapid mathematics. We need $2,592 by the men's room. Wow. Conclusion of the men's room in order for me to sing.
We can do this.
I don't think you can. Get your donations in now at KISW.com. And while you're there, grab your tickets to Live Night.
Let's not forget, your mom also donated. So your mom, Rosalie, because she's awesome and she wants to see you sing at Live Night. She donated $100.